You're listening to Rhema for Today.
You see, even the word of truth needs to be rightly divided, evidently, doesn't it? I said, doesn't it? That would mean that if you don't rightly divide the word of truth, then you're not showing yourself to be approved unto God. And I think that's where we miss it. We fail to rightly divide the word of truth. Well, on this subject, for instance, if you don't rightly divide the word of truth, you could readily see you'd become hopelessly confused.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, recognizing roadblocks to healing, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
You got your Bibles open there to 1 Corinthians 5? To deliver such a one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. See, this was a man in the church there. He wasn't a sinner. He was one of the church members. Now notice, most time folks would say, well, turn him over to God. Notice they didn't turn him over to God, they turned him over to the devil. See, because Jesus said in John 10:10, the thief is come. Now he's talking about the devil. He was really contrasting his works with the works of the devil. The thief is come. See, God's not a thief. Jesus is not a thief. The devil is. Isn't he? The thief is come but for to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But I am come that you might have life and might have it more abundantly. So then, you see, Jesus didn't come to destroy. He's not the destroyer. Amen. Satan is a destroyer. So they said, Paul said, turn him over to Satan for the destruction of the flesh. Didn't he? I said, didn't he?
Amen.
So you see, we need to see that clearly, because as long as you think that's in your mind or somewhere about you that God maybe sent this on me for some great divine supernatural, you know, purpose, then that's going to be a roadblock that's going to stand between you and healing. You need to get it settled. Now, evil could not come down from heaven because there isn't evil there, any evil there. You know, after all, sickness couldn't come from heaven because there's not any sickness up there. The Bible said so, didn't it?
Amen.
Sure it did. Now, see, God permitted it to come, but he doesn't create it, evil, nor does he create sickness. He only permits it to come as a result of man's disobedience. You got to realize there's a vast difference between commission and permission. Well, now people say that. I know, because they said this to me when I was bedfast. I had to get over these roadblocks to get up to my healing. Well, now maybe God didn't just exactly send it, but now, you know, and they'll try to look wise. Bless their hearts. You know, he permitted it. You know, inferring that if he permitted, he had some purpose in it. But just because God permits something doesn't mean that he even has a purpose in it. You know why he permits it? Well, a lot of time because he can't do anything about it. Well, yeah, well, you mean God? Well, now, wait a minute, though. God's all sovereign. He's all powerful. He can do anything he wants to do, a fellow said to me. I said, well, why don't he make you pay your tithes then? I mean, I'd shut him up in a hurry. Amen.
Amen.
No, you know, there's a lot of things God wants people to do, but they don't do it, you see, because, amen. Well, I use this illustration sometimes. Here's a little small child in your home, with one of your children, say 4 years old. You're cooking, you see that child just about to put his hand on a hot cast iron skillet. And you jerk that hand back, maybe slap it, said, don't do that, honey, that'll burn. And then you turn your back doing something else. About that time you hear him scream. And you turn back around, pull his hand off, and the hide all comes off. Now, I'm sure he learned not to put his hand on a hot cast iron skillet, but that wasn't your way of teaching him, was it?
No.
And that's not God's way of teaching. Are you listening?
Amen.
Sure, folks learned all right some things. But you see, God, Mary, how come you to permit that child to do that? Did you have some purpose in permitting that? No, you permitted the child to do it because you couldn't do anything about it. You didn't even know he was going to do it.
Amen.
And so you see, God only permits sickness to come. It's really not his will. His will was they walk in his statutes and keep his commandments, and I'll take sickness away from the midst of thee. And it came as a result of men's disobedience. Now I think, as I said to you, I'll sum it up for you. The key to the difficulties concerning these scriptures we read lie in the fact that the active verb in the Hebrew has been translated into English in the causative sense when it should be translated into permissive sense. And I point out what Dr. Robert Young said in his book. So then, let's read a literal Hebrew translation of Exodus 15:26. It'll give us a better view. Here's the literal Hebrew. I will permit to be put upon thee none of the diseases which I have permitted to be brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Now some people think God made Job sick, but he didn't. He permitted it, but the devil did it.
Amen.
Didn't he? Now again, we read, I called your attention to it. Look at it again, Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing what? Good. Now what was this good he went about doing? Notice it said, doing good and healing. Hallelujah, healing's good, isn't it? See, he didn't say he went about doing evil and healing. Went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So this scripture shows us that Jesus is the healer. Satan is the oppressor. Nowhere in the New Testament do we find that God put sickness on anyone. Now, when God commanded Moses down in Egypt, you know, to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt bondage, Egyptian bondage, he sent Moses to plead with Pharaoh to release the people. God did not want to send plagues upon the Egyptian people. That wasn't his plan. But when Pharaoh hardened his heart, God withdrew his protective hand and permitted the plagues to come and sweep over the land. Did you ever stop even to think about it? God permitted the death angel to go through Egypt, but did you ever stop to think about it? The death angel doesn't come from heaven. So how do you know? Well, first of all, the Bible said death's an enemy. Doesn't it? The New Testament? Death's an enemy, doesn't it? Well, the death angel then would be an enemy, wouldn't it? I don't believe there's any enemies in heaven.
Amen.
Heaven of heavens I'm talking about, where God's throne. Do you? No, I know there's not any death there, so he couldn't bring any death from heaven because the Bible said not any death there. See, we need to get that straight in our thinking. Because, see, people casually read the scripture, take it out of its setting. You know, I think Paul writing to Timothy gave him a clue that's beneficial to all of us. Remember, of course, Timothy was a young minister, but he said to Timothy, study. You know, I think that's where we miss it. We don't study. We just sort of follow somebody else, whether you know whether it's right or wrong. We just, if it sounds reasonable, we think, well, that sounds pretty good. You know, I'll just believe that. Study, Paul said to Timothy, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Now notice this, rightly dividing the word of truth. You see, even the word of truth needs to be rightly divided, evidently, doesn't it?
Amen.
I said, doesn't it?
Amen.
That would mean that if you don't rightly divide the word of truth, then you're not showing yourself to be approved unto God. And I think that's where we miss it. We fail to rightly divide the word of truth. Well, on this subject, for instance, if you don't rightly divide the word of truth, you could readily see you'd become hopelessly confused. But then, you see, when you began to divide it and interpret the Old Testament in the light of the New Testament, then you can readily see what happens. Now, when the final plague of death was permitted upon the Egyptians, that death did not come from heaven, because there isn't any death up there in heaven, is there?
No,
there isn't. And then not only that, like I said, if death came from God and was of God, it would be a blessing. It would be a friend and not an enemy. But the Bible tells us that even physical death itself is an enemy. The Bible said it's the last enemy that'll be put underfoot. Man, I can't hardly wait, can you? Praise God, won't that be a great day? Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. So when that plague of death was permitted, it went forth and destroyed the firstborn of each Egyptian household. You remember? Now, it was not until the plague of death came that Pharaoh was compelled to yield and let the children of Israel go. Yet that wasn't even God's plan for him. If it let Israel go, that wouldn't have happened to him. You see, I said God permits these things because of man's disobedience.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's special radio offer. First is the complete set of 21 videos from Winter Bible Seminar 2026, all on one USB drive. This new MP4 format offers a convenient way to view these teachings. This is offered for a price of $95. Next is the 21 audio teachings from Winter Bible Seminar on a USB drive in MP3 format, offered for the price of $50. And lastly, we're offering both the video MP4s and the audio MP3s on two USB drives for $140. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Rhema College Weekend is coming up. That's April the 10th through the 12th, right here on the Rhema campus.
Yes.
You get to attend some classes, meeting the dean, tour campus, luncheon, worship night, all kinds of things. So if you want to know what Rhema Bible Training College is all about, I would encourage you to sign up for that week.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, Recognizing Roadblocks to Healing. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore and also purchase more life-changing teachings. That's at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.